Okay, I'll call this meeting to order. First of all, thank you. Thank our guests for coming and, yeah. Thank y'all. As usual, I want to open the meeting in a word of prayer and then we'll get started with our order of business.
Before we get started, I have one thing. Rosalinda's mother-in-law fell the other day and broke her humerus. While they were doing all that, she had surgery today, but they also found a couple of places on her, was it her liver? That were not good. And they also gave her a 50-50 chance of making it through the surgery today. And I haven't heard anything.
I haven't heard anything either. I know the surgery is supposed to be about 3 to 4.
Seven, something years old. So.
That's her mother-in-law?
That's her mother-in-law. So.
Boy.
You'll keep her in your prayers too.
Also, Kobe Pepper.
Yeah, Kobe.
You might be able to elaborate on this.
He's home. He's home. He had a terrible, terrible infection in his throat.
Who?
Kobe Pepper.
To the point that his tonsils were swollen together. Those will be coming out next, I think.
And then.
He was in the hospital.
Caden Barron's in the hospital.
Yeah.
He had two seizures and ambulance had to come, and so this will be his second or third night in the hospital. And so earlier this morning they weren't even in a full room. They've just been in the ICU or emergency. So
Somebody said something happened in the BYU game too.
Yeah, they're doing an MRI today and yeah.
When BYU and Tech played, that he had a first one then.
Really?
That's what I had heard.
Yeah, Chelsea did say that there is a bacterial infection present along with the flu and COVID, but they're still waiting on the rest of the MRI results. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'll open this in a word of prayer. God, we thank you for this beautiful day you gave us. Thank you for all the blessings, God, and the ones we talked about and been mentioned that got some issues, God. I just pray that you'd lend a healing hand to them and be with the families for comfort and just let them know that you're lifting them up and you're going to take care of them, God. And Father, I just pray tonight that we would make good, wise choices for this school district, God, and thank you for all the blessings that you have given this school district and just pray that we continue to grow and progress. And we'll just give you the honor and glory. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Also, I went to, I texted you and told you David Banks' wife had died suddenly.
Oh, yeah.
And I had a meeting over there yesterday, and then I went to the viewing. But I asked Dr. Wargo at the meeting, he's the director of the service center, what had happened. And he says, they don't know. She went to bed that night and had indigestion. And then never woke up the next morning. So it sounded like she might have had a heart attack or something. But y'all did send them some flowers.
Good.
So
thank you.
But okay, our public hearing on our 24-25 first rating. Y'all should have a deal that looks like this. Is Klondike ISD's first ratings. We got a superior rating. We scored 100 out of 100. Like that says on the front there, this is based on 21 indicators measuring practices such as fund balance, debt management, financial stability. School district received ratings ranging from superior and above standard to standard achievement and substandard achievement. Klondike ISD received a rating of A for superior under the Texas School First Financial Accountability Rating System, and then it shows you down there for the past 23 years what we've had 20 superior ratings, 2 above standard ratings, and 1 passing rating. And that 1 passing, that year they only gave out pass or substandard ratings during that time. So thanks to Ms. Berry and
the service center.
We did well. Basically, we're getting the best for our money. We're doing, So, and if you want, you can get on TA's website and type in that, you know, the deal and go into that first deal, and you can click on all these and it tells you how they came up with all that if you're interested in doing that. Used to, we used to take a hickey because they would take our recapture payment and count that against us, and they quit doing that. They did that to a lot of schools, and then they quit doing that.
Thank you, Janae.
I'd like to say that third page there says our score is 100, and that's the best you can get. Any questions? There is, I'll try to answer them. I look at those, how they figure those things out. And, how they do it. They don't pay way above my pay grade.
No questions on the first reading, then go on with the. So let's review the minutes of our previous meeting. If we find those to be true and correct, we'll need a motion or a second to approve those.
Make a motion that we approve the minutes.
Kelly made the motion to approve the minutes.
No second.
Justin seconded. All in favor? None opposed. And we'll review the current bills. Same, we'll need a motion and second to approve those.
What did they ask?
What Lindegard worked on?
Lindegard Electric?
How much was it?
I'm sorry.
Oh, that's just the electric bill.
Oh, okay.
So I thought we'd had a line moved or something.
No. No. I know they used to put our hot water heaters in for us.
Mm-hmm. But do they still do that?
I don't know. They haven't done it.
They did it at my house.
They did it at my house.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I mean, the reason I thought that was Rondi's had a pole and some stuff worked on, and it's going to cost. It doesn't seem like it's like it used to be. They used to do some service, but now Not that way now.
I move we pass the bills.
Got a motion? Approve bills?
A second.
And a second, all in favor?
Was that Cody?
Yes.
Yeah, Cody seconded, I'm sorry.
Ms. Gray, would you like to, I can pull you up a chair here and you can get a little closer so we can hear you.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
I think we have.
I think we have more.
Okay.
This, for those of you, I think everybody knows Ms. Gray, don't y'all? Okay, Ms. Gray is a chief appraiser at Martin County. She's retiring, she's leaving us in December, and April Salazar is taking her place. So I've been assured that, that nothing's gonna change. It's gonna be a smooth transition. So, and I'm sure it will be. But what Ms., some of y'all remember last year or a couple of years, I can't remember how long, was it last year? They came to us and I don't know if any of you have been in the appraisal district over there. I had a meeting over there the first time I'd ever been over there. Went over there for that meeting and went into that building and that building's pretty old. What was it you talked?
1930s.
Yeah, you talked to a lady that was 90-something years old and she remembers when it was there.
Yes.
So
it was built in the 30s.
It's got tons of asbestos in it, I know for one thing. But they wanted to build something back then, but it was kind of a, things happened just too quick, and some of us entities just decided it wasn't a good time for us to do it. And so they've come back and they've asked again, and I've asked her to come visit with you because she could explain that, what they need a lot better than I could. And so she said that she would come over here and visit with y'all. And there are 9 entities or
8 voting entities.
10 or 8 voting entities. 3 of them have already.
2 that I know of.
Two,
I've
okay.
only been told of 2.
Okay, I thought
city
there was 3.
And Grady.
Okay, I thought Stanton had 2.
They tabled it.
Okay.
For until they got this, that TEA. Brad sent you right that email on the TEA information that he verified.
No.
Okay. Well, I.
No, I got something from I had contacted Laura DeAnda, who does our stuff for us, and Carol Boyd, and they, you know, because I asked them about what our recapture was going to be like if it would, and they sent me some stuff, and I was going to go over that with the board here at 12, but.
Okay. But well, on the last page of the handout that I have is to Brad Holland is the CFO at Staten ISD, and he's been very diligent to question TEA, and this is their explanation. He, if you'll notice, he has question 1 and question 2, and he was very pleased with this, what he found out yesterday, and I'll let y'all look at that.
I never did get this. I never did see it. It's got my name on it, though, but I never did see it. Mine went to my junk.
I do understand that TEA has a lot of control over schools.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't blame any of the schools for wanting to be as proactive as they can be. But it does look like that the TA will be refunding part of your
recapture.
Thank you. Yes, the recapture. I haven't heard a formula. Do you know anything about the formula yet that they use on that?
No.
I don't either. So but anyway, so if you want to kind of go back to the first, I'm not sure what y'all want to talk about tonight. So the very first page is the drawing of what an architect has come up with. Now, we have not done the schematic drawing because it was going to cost $300,000. And we don't have money we live off of y'all's budget money, so we don't have $300, I mean, $1,000 laying around. So our board chose to just use this drawing. It's almost twice as big as the one we're in. It will go to the both boundaries on the north and south, and then back to the alley on the east side. The second page is just kind of the front of the, what the architect has done. And I know this is not professional. I'm sorry about that. But again, we didn't have $300,000 to spend on it. The third page is an aerial view of the neighborhood. So we're right, second block off of downtown Stanton. We'll be glad for any of y'all to come by sometime. We'll give you a cup of coffee or soda and some water. So the fourth page, the fourth through eighth page, I believe, is an estimate of cost that a contractor out of Midland did for the architect. And it has been updated as of April of 25. We believe that everything is in it that will be needed. What we don't know is how much the cost has gone up since April. As Mr. McLaren said, the building is full of asbestos, so it will have to be abated before it's demolished. That's a large expense for this project.
If you see that Martin County construction cost, the one that looked like this, that asbestos abatement is nearly $120,000 for just for that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And there's no choice but to do that. And because we're in the building now, we have to have some office space for these months. Up to 18 months is what I'm hearing. So we're going to lease a mobile space and put on the lot behind us, because we also own that lot. And so we're going to put a leased office building back there, and that cost is in this as well. We've tried to think of everything that we could possibly think of, and we think it's going to be a good cost. At the back of that page, you will see on the bottom of this page right here, total cost of the building is $3,023,500. So then on the next page, we have just a summary of all of the cost. Moving out of the building, the abatement and demolition, the construction of the building, and then moving back in. And then there's the $3,536,760 is the total with the with everything. So on the back of that page, this is probably what you're the most interested in, is the allocation to every entity in the county. Now, I did say that there are 8 voting entities. There's 2 entities that do not have the privilege of voting on this, but they still have to contribute. And that is the Freshwater District and the City of Midland. So the grand total is on the $3,500,000 is what you see on the page before. And then our board put in 27% contingency to get to the $4.5 million. We do realize this is a lot of money, but we feel like this is the right time to do it.
What 2 entities did you say did approve it?
The City of Stanton and Grady.
Grady.
And it'll sit right exactly where this old one is?
Yes, it will. And that is going to be right across the street, east of the courthouse, if you know where the courthouse is downtown. So I would be happy to answer or try to answer any questions that you have.
So you think that some of this would be reimbursed from the recapture?
The TEA is saying yes, that it will be.
Okay.
But again, I have
don't
a formula,
gotcha.
So I don't know, but the other schools are saying whatever is better than nothing.
Right,
so,
mm-hmm. Yes.
I don't know if it's gonna be substantial or not.
Is that what we calculated this afternoon?
Yeah, kind of, sort of, yeah.
So initially, the entities would contribute these amounts?
Yes. Yes.
And that is sometime in 26, if this is approved?
Yes, yes, because as soon as, the last meeting will be on January the 26th, and that will be the hospital. And we're hearing that they're totally in favor of it. But as soon as we get everyone's resolution, then we can go forward, you know. And I haven't mentioned this. If you choose to not vote, or if you choose not to return the resolution, it's a yes. So if you want to vote no, you better vote no.
Yeah, because last time we did it,
it was right the opposite.
Yeah, it was just the opposite. If you didn't return one, it was a no.
Right. Yeah, it was really strange because the legislature changed that at just the right time for us. So last year, if you didn't return it, it was a no. But this year, it is a positive. So again, if you want to vote no, you better vote no and have it turned in. So.
Is this a fixed estimate? Is there any way we'd have to pay more?
Well, we certainly would hope not. That's why they did the 27% okay. contingency. And that's what we're asking for you to contribute is with the contingency.
Okay.
And then at the bottom, you'll see a statement that says that any excess amount will be reimbursed for this percentage of allocation that you did. So.
Is it just falling down around your ears?
Well, not really. I won't say that it is, but we do have a problem that's kind of beginning. The light fixtures are really old, although we bought the building in 89, I think, and the former chief appraiser had it all rewired. But as the light bulbs go out, we cannot replace those.
Oh.
They don't make them anymore. Mm-hmm. And so, and we can't replace the fixtures because of the asbestos.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
We have there's a couple of tiles in one of the bathrooms that's coming loose from the wall, and there's no water pipes around it, so we really don't know why it's starting to bulge. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say it's falling down because it's not, but it's
old.
It's
it
advanced.
Is up tired. I have been told that we probably have the safest building in town, uh-huh. as far as weather is concerned. Yeah. So, anyway, anything else I can provide, I'd be happy to. I did give you some notes. This page, that's after the allocation page, is a note on the cost, because we do realize the cost per square foot is a little high, but he explains the need to have the fire rating of the load-bearing walls, so with commercial construction and going to the boundaries has to be fireproof. And then the next page is the resolution that I would ask y'all to consider. And at the bottom it says the $4.5 million. The page after that is the resolution that the Appraisal District Board of Directors signed, also stating the $4.5 million. And then, let's see what I have after that. Oh, mine has that paragraph in it again from the architect, mm-hmm. so sorry about that. It's duplicated. And then the last page is the conversation that Brad had with TEA yesterday, which I was very pleased to get that information. So we will be happy to leave when y'all are through with me, and y'all can talk all you want to.
Well, we still have reports to do, and then y'all's is the first thing right after that. I'll be glad to call you in the morning
okay.
and tell you what they decide.
Okay. All right. Anything else before I leave?
No.
I bet you know my niece, Tammy Kenny.
Yes.
Yeah, she's my niece.
Okay.
I'm truly a Dawson County person.
Yes.
I was raised in La Mesa.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
What did you say Greg was? Your nephew?
Greg Fry is my nephew.
Yeah.
Were you her mom's sister?
I'm sorry?
Were you her mom's sister?
Yes.
Y'all look alike.
Oh, do?
Uh-huh.
Oh, good.
Y'all do. Y'all do.
Ma'am, did you say that somebody tabled this, or is that the previous time?
Stanton tabled it till Brad could talk to TEA.
Okay.
And so I haven't talked to him today, but he's just pretty positive that they're going to go for it. The Stanton School Board representative is the one that is really pushing this.
Yes, ma'am.
So.
Okay. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you all.
Appreciate it.
Nice to meet you.
Have a good Christmas.
To meet you. Thanks for coming.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, on the reports, there's not very many. The first thing is Christmas holidays. Tomorrow we get out at 12:30. Christmas holidays are till January 2nd. School resumes January 5th. The weight room usage, more than just weight room, gym, weight room, all that kind of stuff during the holidays. UIL says that there's 5 days you cannot use the facilities. 24th, 25th, and 26th being three of those 5 days, and we've chosen the 22nd and 23rd, 24th, 25th, and 26th. The girls are in the Cap Rock tournament. The boys thought they were in the Cap Rock tournament, but they're not. They're going to Winners to be playing in the Winners Blizzard tournament. So I think the Winter Blizzard tournament's only 2 days, and the Cap Rock is 3 days. So, but. And then the UIL literary results, I put that in your pile. It looked like this. We didn't do too bad. It's all broken out in
grade level
and everything. So we had a good showing. Our elementary overall got second. I'm trying to remember who got first.
Borden County, yeah,
I think
it looks like
Borden
County.
County. And then the next page is the junior high.
Well, this is the very last one, I think, after that.
There I am.
And I'm trying to think what we got overall in junior. I think it was fourth.
It's third or fourth.
Yeah.
I think it was fourth.
I had it on here, but I don't see it. I'm trying to read this off my phone and type it was. My neck and eyes hurt after I got through.
Yeah, and the way they, you know, it's hard to.
But
like we had quite a few that participated.
We got a lot of compliments from our students being over there, being very well behaved and very respectful, and so that's a good thing. So.
And it's not on there, but the one at Clay got second, I guess.
Yeah.
We may have already known that, but.
Heard they did real good.
Yeah, they did. And one kid that I never would have thought got best actor.
One at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, they did real good.
That's real good.
What was that kid's name?
Devin.
Yeah. He was. And your daughter.
You're like, oh my goodness. It was so funny. She really turned it up.
She worked at it. I know that. Mm-hmm. She was.
Well, when he visited about that, I said, I can't believe your daughter had that kind of attitude. He goes, well.
Yeah.
It wasn't just 2 days earlier when they did it here. They knocked the top off it in the competition.
Yeah.
They really, they turned it up.
Oh, yeah.
It was awesome.
We may need to look at doing a high school one.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, we used to do that a long time ago.
Well, as many kids as.
They're liking it too. I mean, they're getting into it.
That's a good thing.
It's neat, kind of like blends different friend groups that normally, not just because outside of that, their interests are different, not because they're not friends. And so then they, I don't know, it's just kind of neat to see their intermingling.
Well, that's good. I think there's a bunch of them that really get into it.
You're fine.
My daughter, dang sure.
Yeah, there's a lot of them in it that I never thought would do it. I mean, like, the guy that played the teacher.
Logan.
Logan. That's the most I've ever heard him talk. Since I've known him, I've known him since he was in kindergarten. I've never heard him talk that much. I was shocked.
Yeah.
Or that loud.
Or that loud, yeah. Yeah.
But poor Alan. Wasn't that his name?
Yeah, well, Alan, yeah.
I know.
He does a good job acting distressed.
I know. He does. Yep. They were and the guy that was overseeing it all, he was really impressed with how professional they acted backstage and during their time.
The judge.
The contest manager.
Yeah. Contest director.
Mm-hmm.
I gotcha.
And he also works in sound systems and speakers and all the stuff.
Well, speaking of that,
it's like his side business or his business.
The light guy came back the other day to.
I think this guy does lights too.
To give us some more, look at some more
stuff
and everything. And he said he should have something to me by January.
Nice.
So, like I say, I'm wait. And I've only had one other person talk to me about putting a bid in, and that was Mr. Evans, which, I mean.
Well, I think this other guy also gave Miss McGee his card.
Okay. Well, I need to get it from her then.
Yeah, because he was like his.
I'm going to try to hit the Weaver Foundation.
He had done Grady's.
For that.
All of their stuff.
Yeah.
Installed it, so.
Okay, on our action items, the first thing is the consideration and action on approving the resolution for the construction of the Martin County Appraisal District building.
So, before we get into this sheet that we have here.
Yeah, this is the one that Laura sent me. This one right here.
Right.
It looks like this.
Can you explain that?
I'll try to. I tried calling her today to try to get her to explain a little bit more to me too, and she wasn't there. Well, I was stupid. I should have known better. They were all out for that funeral. I didn't even think about that until just now. But the way I look at it, the way I see it, and I talked to Janae about this too, if you look on C, that's CAD cost for appraisals only, our estimate cost of recapture is $156,920. Well, if we, that's without the building or anything. If you go with the building, then the CAD cost jumps up to $768,000. Now, according to this other thing, though, that this guy sent, it was, we're going to get some of that back. That's the way it sounded like to me.
If they don't spend it all, we will get back our percentage.
Well, no, I mean, we'll get some of our recapture back.
I visited with somebody about this earlier, and they were saying, like, they're going to reduce our recapture. We're still going to have to spend the money.
Oh, yeah, you're going to have to. Yeah,
but,
exactly.
But at least it'd be going to the county
instead of
back to the state.
To
right.
Some place down in South Texas.
Right. $4.5 million building.
And the thing that I mean,
something.
Martin County has, we have been blessed by Martin County.
Yeah.
I mean, if it hadn't been for Martin County, we'd be like Welch. I mean, if we just had to depend on Dawson's, I mean, we wouldn't, it'd be hard. And I don't know, I mean, it's up to y'all, but I walked in that building for the first time and it was
bad.
It was bad. I mean.
So.
I mean, they had extension cords running everywhere. I mean, because some of the
stuff
outlets didn't work, you know. And, you know, you got computers now, and they had power cords everywhere, trying to, you know, get everything, you know. It's really a fire hazard, in my opinion.
Well, with all that asbestos and stuff.
Exactly.
And if they can't replace the lights.
They're going to have to gut it either way, if they ever start doing any work, is what I was kind of said. So it's really not an if, it's a when.
Yeah.
So if I'm reading this right, our net cost would be $150,096 after we get to recapture credit.
That's what it said, yeah.
Y'all read it that way?
But now, I mean, Carol Voigt does this stuff too, and some of this stuff, you know, that they're telling me here was the same stuff I read on this page back here too about, you know, changing your CAD costs and all that kind of stuff, you know. And that's one thing we haven't done yet. And me and Ms. Berry got an email today from this Kimberly Walls that they talked to, saying we haven't done it yet, but we have until January 15th to put our CAD costs in. And so, but according to this guy, it sounds like you go ahead and put in your current CAD cost, and then you go back and change it after yet till
January 15th.
This is the deadline to report corrected CAD costs for 25-26 will be March 1st, 2027. I don't know if that's supposed to be 2026, but it says 2027.
Can be amended through March 1st of 2027.
Yeah, and it says that same thing up there at the top too, mm-hmm. Right above that. See, the thing that gets me is if they don't spend all of it and you get money back, it's saying you have to report that to TEA. You know, because mm-hmm. You know what's going to happen then.
Then they're going to come back and want more.
That's right. They're going to say, well, we want 60% of what y'all got back, you know.
I can't imagine it being very much.
No, I can't either.
Because this was a, what did you say, April?
April appraisal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Estimate from April.
Mm-hmm. And just think all these building projects we've ever done, the contingency is just.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's going to get, I mean, the more you wait, the more it's going to cost.
Yeah.
I mean, y'all know that as well as I do. But that's y'all's decision.
But at the end of the day, if I'm reading this right, we'd take $150,000 out of our fund balance after everything is said and done. That's what it would actually cost us, right?
Hopefully. What I heard earlier was we'd only get like 20% of it that came off of. So of the $600,000 that we're due, so what's 20% of that? Would be what it reduced our recapture. Now, I don't know if anybody really knows. She didn't sound like she did, but I like this number better.
But if you look at that bottom line there on this one here from Lower Deanda, the estimated cost of recapture is $29,681,708. With the recapture with the building, it
right.
drops it down to $29,189,000, which is nearly $500,000.
Right.
Dollars.
If that's all it's going to cost, but I think it'd be all right. But I don't know where they're coming up with all these numbers.
Oh, their formulas are.
Oh, yeah.
Just got to like.
Well, that Lord in the finance of.
Yes, so she does all of her.
So I would think that she would probably have a
pretty
good.
Well, Carol
idea.
Boyd is the big.
Right.
Is the big, and her, like it says, that her and Carol worked on this to see how it would affect. So I trust both of them.
Yeah. I would think out of anybody, they would probably know more
right.
than
mm-hmm.
the appraisal district or anybody, if that's what.
Yeah.
See, when I talked to them the last time, they weren't really for this. I mean, Carol and.
Right.
Lore weren't.
What
now that? It kind of seems like.
Whatever you want to do, kind of
right.
do.
Uh-huh.
Right. Because I remember last time, last time we talked about this, it's kind of leaning, everybody's leaning towards no.
Because I think they didn't know how to recapture, I mean, it was all unknown.
And then people working on bonds, we're finishing bonds, Sands was finishing their bond.
There's a lot going on.
Grady was working on the building.
Had that big convention center or something going in at Stanton.
Well.
I don't know, what do you, how do y'all feel about it? What do you think, Jess?
I mean, I'm kind of in the middle. I mean, if that's all it's gonna cost us, then great.
What about you, Justin?
I think we probably need to do it. I mean, they're gonna have to do something eventually, and if we don't do it now, it's just gonna cost more down the road.
I'm kind of like Jess, if that's all it's gonna cost, that's one thing, but I'm not opposed to, if it's possible, we might be able to table it and make sure we've got all our T's crossed and our I's dotted, you know, money-wise, and come back, but.
See, I'm trying to think, I don't know if we, I mean, I think.
Didn't she say a table? If we table it, it's a yes vote.
Yeah.
Yes, but she also said.
And they're waiting for a response.
Well, I think they're waiting.
There's another hospital.
And she said theirs was January 26th, I think. Your next board meeting is the 15th.
I mean.
What do you think?
Best is the lights.
I mean, I figure you're gonna have to do it one day, regardless of what we get back or recapture or what, I mean, one of these days, you're gonna have to do something.
Yeah.
And then at that point, what is it gonna cost?
It's gonna be even higher.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And the thing is too, if, I'm sorry.
I'm a yes.
You're a yes?
Yeah. I've talked to Kevin and he's like, we need to, okay.
For his safety going in there, for his safety going in there, I really appreciate y'all.
And if you've been in there too, then.
If the majority of these say yes, it doesn't matter what we do.
Right, right.
I mean, then we're gonna look like, you know, pimple on the forehead, you know.
The two, I think the two biggest ones already, or maybe not the two.
She said Grady and the city of Stanton, I believe, had said yes.
But she said the.
Stanton ISD was.
Stanton ISD was probably gonna do it.
Yes.
One of their representatives was all for it as well.
Yes.
That.
What do you think?
What do I think?
Yes, sir.
No, I'm with y'all. I think if the 17 has worked it out and put some numbers where it's gonna be doable and workable, and like y'all said, it'd be cheaper today than it will this time down the road 2 or 3 years from now, so.
I think.
I'm okay with.
She didn't mention it, but if we have trouble, they said we might could figure out a way to split it over a year or two to pay, or like multiple years to pay for it.
Yeah, that's what Kevin said. He said if we needed to go on an installment plan, that wasn't the words he used, I think we can do that, you know, if we needed to.
Well, that'd be up to y'all, but my deal is if you got the money.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, do it right then and there and get it.
Your checkbook right that tall.
Mine is not. Mine does not.
So are we saying that's all it's gonna cost us is that 150?
That's what they're figuring on.
Right.
Off of what they've got so far, but I don't think that's a for sure.
Yes, sir.
Like, I don't know.
Once you vote on it, then it don't matter, but.
Vote, cross our fingers.
Yeah, they inserted the word estimated.
So
their bases are covered.
I mean, it's kind of one of those deals, like I say, at one of these days, you're gonna have to do it.
It's gonna happen sooner or later.
Yeah.
I just figured that Martin County would pay for it all, but.
Yeah.
Ain't happening.
That's, yeah.
But then again, they don't do work for Martin County, they do work for several, so that, I understand that too.
Well, if we're in agreement, y'all wanna move forward with the vote on it then?
Sure.
Motion.
Justin made the motion to approve the
Resolution
for the construction. Kyle seconded it, all in favor? None opposed?
On behalf of Ms. Grave and her retirement, I thank y'all.
She's not even gonna get to enjoy it.
No, it's real funny because I talk to her on the phone at least 2 or 3 times a year, you know, since I've been here, and I've never met her until I went over there for that meeting. And it was, you know, I've been here 21, 22 years before I ever met her. But she sounds like she looks like she sounds. You know. So. Yeah, I'll fill out the rest of it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Next is appointing representative to the Martin County Appraisal District. Right now, Kevin Pepper is our rep. I talked to him here a couple of weeks ago and asked him if he would be willing to do it again. He said he would unless we had somebody else who wanted to do it. And I said, we don't have anybody else wanting to do it. So he said that he would be glad to do it. So. I recommend Kevin Pepper as our rep to the Martin County Appraisal District.
I'll abstain.
Well, I'll make the motion that we elect Kevin Pepper as our representative. You second it?
I'll second it.
Y'all second it? All in favor? None opposed?
Hey, let me find my paper. This is the Shack Committee. People, what did I do with that?